That's the plan. Okay, I got gas. What are you going to do about that, huh? Nothing, that's what. Like, see, try. I pumped the perfect tank of gas! Oh, man. Six-month checkup for the baby today, this morning. She got 3 more shots. And was not happy about it. Started to worry, you know, she's really not happy about getting these shots. You know, you got to ask yourself at some point, is my baby an anti-vaxxer? I get home, I'm gonna have to ask her if she thinks the world is round also. It's like there's just some stuff we have to get straight here. Like, look, kid, it's been 6 months. Surely you formed, you know, you've had time to look at the science, you've had time to look at the facts. Oh my God, this heater is on too hot. I mean, you gotta ask about the deep state. You gotta ask these questions. You gotta watch, you know, because look, if my baby's a part of the deep state, she's not gonna say yes. I gotta look. I gotta make sure that she's not being shifty with me. What does she think about chemtrails? Well, we tried to get her to look at a rainbow the other day, and she didn't seem interested, so... I don't know what to, you know... I don't know if that informs this one way or the other, but... We'll get to the bottom of all this. This will be an uneventful drive. It's like the one benefit of having a morning appointment like that. Well, I mean, I guess I suppose there are multiple benefits, but the benefit of driving in a little later, hopefully we won't see a lot of traffic. That'd be nice. Gotta get in, record a thing, do a live show. I gotta figure out couple of meetings that are scheduled for next week. listen to some of the worst music ever recorded. You know, there's a lot going on. Heard one too many times. I couldn't find the Spanish language video game raps, which I wanted to remove just because I just don't think we're getting a lot out of them. You know, it's just not the language barriers. Ruins the impact of those, I suppose. From the playlist, since I have them blocked, those tracks I'll never play anyway, so just to clean things up a bit. Some of that stuff will worm its way back on over time, who's to say? This isn't very- podcast? I was like, yeah. Mean stride, today's thumb sire, mean pride. Too soon.
Boy's mind is not for rent, though putting down his arrogant. His reserve acquired defense. Sting to go dong to ding to dong, ding to ding to dong to dong to dong, Scatman's world.
A lot like King Kai's planet. Very small. Scatman John hanging out. Bubbles, Gregory. He's got a car. Someone has someone has set us free. They've erased the entire playlist. It's gone. We're free. feels good, you know? Song on it, and I don't, well, Pete Fick, you monster. Set up something like a Discord bot or you know, something that watches a Twitter account or something, to like basically any URL. So basically, like, hey, take an MP3, post it somewhere, post a link to it, and then, well, that would require people to like post them on a web server, the easiest way, that wouldn't require any conversion on the other end. Basically something that would be an auto downloader, so like you send a URL to this bot, however it is, web browser, Twitter bot, Discord bot, whatever. It downloads it, dumps it in a directory that is automatically a folder on my Plex server, and then people can just submit whatever, and we don't have to worry about like what is Spotify approved. I truly live free. Send pack one. Oh, great. It's Pikachu Christmas songs. Send pack two. Oh, great. The complete Kidz Bop discography. In FLAC, no less. Yeah, I mean, yes. The Spotify, yes. The limitations of Spotify certainly keep things in a certain range. But at the same time, there's something fascinating about true chaos.
Cranking it.
Cold out here, and I have to handle something. I wouldn't know how to do it, but maybe someone, yeah, like some kind of use of the Spotify API that lets people submit things.
You too?
Sure. I love it here, but I miss Cerulean City a little too.
Thank you.
mean, I guess, like, by default, this is the best song on the playlist now. As far as I can tell. Hearing this song and just like the only thing I keep thinking is technology.
Better in the world than San Francisco, California. guys. My name is Jacksepticeye. My name is Jacksepticeye. My name is Jacksepticeye. Jacksepticeye.
Oh, God. I feel like we stumbled into some kind of fucking greatest hits mode. Greatest moments in playlist history.
I believe in you.
The worst. playlist is taking a turn.
Temporary secretary. farmer from Old Flotsam Town, who was tired of sowing his seeds on the ground. He went for a wander and walked till the dawn, till a wanton old she troll he stumbled upon. And a hey-ho, he's plowing a troll, but only know how the keep fits the hole around in the stick.
I don't. Who has time for that, honestly?
If you love hip hop, make noise. If you love hip hop, make noise. If you love hip hop, make noise. Make noise. Make noise.
Hey, everybody, have you heard? If you're in the game, well, then it starts to work.
Park Jay-Z record is really fierce. December.
About spells.
Okay, great.
When talking about witchcraft, we usually think about black magic and how it has put humankind into danger, whether
definitely.
It is scenes from the books or from movies.
It's
magic and spellcasting are surrounded by myths and misconceptions, which eventually buried its true essence and principles. For the followers of magic, they would refer to magic to differentiate from the illusion created by magicians. What are these myths? How come they are not real? Myth 1.
Magic
Those
is
who
real.
Practice spell casting and magic worship the devil or Satan. For those who practice and follow witchcraft, good and evil is relevant. What is important is that every magic or spell are carefully thought over and it would not harm anyone. In addition to that, devil or Satan is a Christian construct. It is not included in the witch's pantheon. Hell is another Christian construct, and Wiccans and pagan believers do not believe it. It does not mean that because they are not concerned with hell, they would commit evil acts. Wiccans and pagans commit good acts because they know that this would reflect later on in their lives and even in their next life. Myth 2. Spells have that visual
Hang on,
and sound
I have some
effect,
questions
just
about
like
myth
in
one.
Harry Potter films. Spells, for Wicca followers and pagan believers, are like prayers for Christians. They can be a way of communicating with
they
the universe, your intent or desire. Spells could also be a way of communicating with the gods and goddesses.
Sure.
Spells do not have the sound and video effects like in movies. In fact,
what the fuck is
spells
the point?
Do not have or manifest within the next few hours. Usually, it would take weeks or sometimes months before the spells would take effect. Spells could be about wealth, health, energy, peace, and even love.
I want to shoot
Myth
fire
three,
out of my hands!
Casting spells would require very rare materials. Casting spells do not require you to use rare and weird materials, just like in movies. Spellcasters would usually use natural materials like herbs, incense, candles, oils, flowers, and other essences. In spellcasting, What is important is the emotion and the intent. Focusing your energy and using materials to contain and direct your energy towards your intent are the things that would make your spell a success.
I thought it was like a saving throw. Myth 4,
spells backfire. For Wiccans, every spell or action must be carried out as long as it does not cause any harm. They would call this rule the Wiccan Reed. Aside from that, Wiccans and pagan followers strongly believe in the
law of threefold. Hey, what's up? I'm Wiccan Reed.
Whatever is done would return back.
My parents call me Reed.
In this sense, it does not mean that spells backfire. It would just show that whatever is done will come back. Good intentions and positive wishes would not create negative effects. Myth 5. Spells can make things possible out of thin air. Spells turn possibilities into reality. They cannot make things happen out of nowhere. A love spell cannot make a superstar singer fall in love with you and croon you love songs if you have not even met him once. A love spell could not turn a beast into a Prince Charming.
So what I'm hearing is that spells are an even bigger waste of time than I thought they were previously. Crazy J. Rodriguez does not know what dubstep is. I'm here. I gotta go. Everybody have a good, well, shit, man, it's already 12:30. A good rest of your day. I gotta get some stuff recorded and do a show. And I'll see you later.